Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You there now, right, Minister BJ? Praise the Lord. I pray she is. Well, glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We're not quite sure. I pray the Lord that the lines are open and that people are able to get on the lines. Okay, go ahead,
Mother
Willette.
Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't know whether my phone was. I've been talking the whole time, but evidently my phone must have been on pause. I'm talking on a different phone while I'm transferring the information. Let me give it back to you to let you know that the lineup is going to be Brother Black at first. After you through the prayer and scripture,
yes,
then it'll be Brother Black, and then it will be Mother Alexander, Pastor Sims, if she's still there, and then after that it'll be Mother McCormick. But by the time two of them do it, I may be finished my business, and I'll let you know after the second person prays whether I'll be coming back on. But right now, put it in your hands.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you,
all
ma'am.
Right, then.
Well,
all
glory
right,
be to God. We thank and praise God. This is a new day that the Lord has made, and we're so happy to be here with you on the line, on the prayer line tonight. We thank and praise God for Minister BJ. She's handling some transactions, so we give God the glory, and we pray, Lord God, that everything work out for her while she's getting that done, and then she'll be back on the line. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and get started. Praise God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to lift up the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and appreciate that he is sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just invite the presence of the Lord right here on this line with us, in our homes, wherever we might be, in the car, in the stores, wherever we might be. We invite the presence of the Lord to be right here with us. And we need you, Father, hallelujah. We need your, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to help us as we pray the prayer of faith with expectation on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for our dear brother and sisters that come on the line and give of their time. But most of all, we thank you for being on this prayer line on tonight. We want to read a scripture in your hearing, praise God, and then I'll pray. And after I pray, praise the Lord, the line should be open for Brother Black. He'll go first, and then Sister Alexander and Pastor Sims, and then Mother McCormick, praise the Lord. But I want to read a scripture, some scripture from Romans, the 8th chapter, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Excuse me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I started with verse number 1, and I'll skip around in chapter 8. You're welcome to read all of it because it is wonderful. Chapter 8 of Romans says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Hallelujah. And it says, verse number 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." I'll read that again. "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free," glory be to God, "from the law of sin and death." And then I'll go down, praise God, to verse 14, where it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God," and that includes the daughters, praise God. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Glory to God. Hallelujah. And verse 16, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you're listening for the voice of God, and being in obedience to what he says in his word. Hallelujah. Doing your best every day to live the Christ-like way, praise God. He says, we are the children of God. In verse 17 of the same chapter, chapter 8, says, and if you're children, then you're heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that ye suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. What it said, if, praise God, so be that we suffer with him. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we may be also glorified together. Holy Spirit, continue to speak to our lives on your scripture in the name of Jesus. And then verse 18 says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul said, I reckon that this suffering, and we know he went through some things. Hallelujah. He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that we have a hope, hallelujah, and his name is Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. God, we lift you up. We magnify your name. You are so awesome. There's none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. You're the victory in our lives. You're the joy in our souls. You're the bridge over troubled waters. You're worthy to be praised. You're faithful and true. Hallelujah. You're the will in the middle of the will. You're the great I am, God. We worship you, oh God. God, we just bless you. We lift you up. Lord, how we look at one situation, but you're looking at everybody's situation over the entire earth at the same time and answering them. God, we bless you. There's no God like our God. There's no rock like our rock. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God. Lord, clothing us, Lord, even in our right mind, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit lives in the inside of us, leading us and guiding us throughout each and every day, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're covered in the blood. Hallelujah. And the enemy can't touch that. You said in your word, Psalms 105 and 15, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. You said in Genesis chapter 12, around verse 3, you will bless those that bless us and you will curse those that curse us, God. So we're in a win-win situation. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of you, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. God, you're good, God. Lord, you are goodness. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. Above such, there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. Father God, we lift up the nations right now, our matriarchs and patriarchs, the one that are homeless, the one that are hungry, our youth, God, and our babies, God, the ones that are imprisoned even overseas, not only over the face of the earth, but yes, all over the face of the earth, God. But even especially the prisoners overseas, how they're tortured, Lord, how they're, Lord, martyred, God, Lord, for your glory, God. And you said it pleased you that Jesus was bruised. Had he not been bruised, we couldn't have not been healed by his stripes. We could have not received salvation. But the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right-hand side of the Father. And we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we send your angels, God. Lord, and send your word, God, and heal them. Lord, and deliver them from all their troubles and destruction, God. Lord, overseas, God, one by one, name by name, God, the torture and the rape, Lord, and the malnutrition, Lord, spiritually, educationally, financially, emotionally, socially, God, spiritually, God. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you, God. Hallelujah. You're our help, and there's no other help we know, God. Lord, touch them one by one. Lord, send ministers by, Lord, to speak to the ones that don't know you as Lord and Savior, God, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? We lift up Israel right now, God. Lord, we bless them, God. We speak salvation. We speak to a oneness in Israel, God. Hallelujah. We speak your anointing, Lord, just not only hover, God, but rest upon them and dwell in them one by one and name by name, God. We bind the hands of the enemy of destruction who comes against them. So many nations, God, but they will not fall. If anybody stands, it will be Israel first. And then the United States of America, we thank you because you love Israel. And we thank you, we loved you, and that's why you love us. And because we stand for Israel. God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. I just lift up the military and armed forces right now. Lord, bless them, God. Hallelujah, whatever assignment that they may have. But, Lord, let it be the right, them doing right in the right assignments, God. Lord, touch the hearts of the leaders, God. Lord, save them, God. Give them, amen, wisdom, Lord, and how to operate, God. But, Lord, we lift up our essential workers, even from the scientists to the volunteers, God. Protect them. Watch over them, God. I plead the blood over every sickness, disease, infirmity, and weakness, Lord, in the lives of people all over the face of the earth, whether you're in the police force, military, the hospitals, even whether you're home or in school, God, whether you're on jobs, God, hallelujah, whether you know Jesus, whether you don't know Jesus, I lift them up to you right now, God. Hallelujah. Whether you're on the prayer line, God, or whether you're somewhere else, God, Lord, do a new thing, Lord, on planet Earth, God. I thank you how you're raising your people up, your remnant, God. The enemy is lifting up his ugly head, but that's all right. He can't go any higher than our heels, God, because we trample over them. Every demon and satanic spirit, God, demonic and satanic spirit, every imp, every devil, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. We bind you up, all your satanic forces, your strongholds, hallelujah, which is monuments in the mind. Hallelujah, every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, you're dismissed from your assignment. We command you to come down. You shall hold in the name of Jesus. You are a thing of the past. And Father God, we just bless you. And now we loose your anointing. We loose your healing virtue, God. shalom in every area, Lord, of these, your people, lives, God, in every geographical location, Lord, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth, God. We loose, God, Lord, blessing. We speak the blessing, for you are the blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for them, but we're not after the blessings that you give us, but you are the blessing. We are after you, God, your anointing, God, that your will be done in our lives. Lord, that you could fill us to overflowing, that when we speak your oracle, somebody will say, what must I do to be saved? God, you get the glory in all the earth, God. You reign supreme, God. Lord, move like never before. Watch over our loved ones, God. Hallelujah, God. We don't come to take sides, but in Jesus' name we come to take over, God, and do your will. Do mighty exploits. Signs and wonders follow they that believe. We have not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. God, have your way. Bless our house as we bless you, God. Lord, bless everywhere the soles of our feet tread as we bless you. God, you be glorified out of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our enemies, we speak salvation to them. We speak life, God, in those dead situations, even unto the ninth and tenth generation. Hallelujah. The ones we said we'll lift up all the days of our lives, wherever they may be geographically, Lord, touch them, heal them, whether they're married and have children, their relatives and loved ones, God, one by one, name by name, God. Oh, Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is truly the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord. Thank you for being the Lord of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord Jesus. Father God, you is the only way, Lord God. There is no other. You are the only deliverer and you are the only provider. You are the only healer, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, Heavenly Father, because you are the God that deliver and you are the God that heal, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, pray for one another. You said in your word, Lord God, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. So here we come, Father God, casting every cares on you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bring a change in the hearts of men, Lord God. Bring a change, Lord God, that they will operate in the love of God that you should have brought in their hearts, Father God, for one another, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, we know that your promise is said, Lord God, that you are the deliverer, Lord God. We know your promise is said, Lord God, to love our brothers and sisters, Lord God. And Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch the hearts of your people, Lord God, that they will operate in that agape love, Lord God, towards one another, Heavenly Father. As we come today, Lord God, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, Lord. Standing in the gap for our family members, Lord God. Standing in the gap for those we know and those we don't know, Father God. Because we know, Lord God, that your promise is said, Lord God. Pray. If we pray, Lord God, and you gave us the key, Father God, because you said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we come against the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we binding him up right now in the name of Jesus, that he has no authority over our brothers and sisters, Lord. We bind up heart disease, kidney disease, these diabetic disease that come against the people. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father God, we know that your promise is said, Lord God. Above all, you want us to be in good health. Your promises never fail, Father God, and your words stand forever. So, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Father God, because you said it in your word, Heavenly Father. We believe it, Father God. If you said it, Lord, we're standing on those promises. We're believing in your word, Heavenly Father, because you are the only deliverer, Father God. And Lord, we bring our brothers and sisters before you. We bring our sons and daughters before you. We bring our grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Father God, have mercy, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord, to keep our heads around these grandchildren, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to renew mine, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. You see what's going on in this world, Lord God. But, Lord, we know that your promise is said. If we pray, help your people to seek you, Lord God, and to pray without ceasing, Lord God, because you gave us the authority to bind the works of the enemy. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and to do your will in all we do, Lord God, because you are the author and finisher. There is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God, and nothing is too hard for you, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for watching over them, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God. As we know you said in your word, Lord Jesus, if we pray. So, Lord, we come boldly, casting every cares on you, Lord God. Ask you to keep our heads around our sons and daughters, Lord God. Ask you, Lord, to strengthen the inner man in them, Lord God, that they will stand boldly against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. For it's in the name of Jesus we stand before you, Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Because we know your promises said, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. We know your promises said, Lord God, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, we know we receive what we ask for, Father God, because your promises is what we standing on, Heavenly Father. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Binding up these diseases that come against the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell, because sickness and disease shall not have authority over your people in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we believe, Heavenly Father, that if you said it, Lord, we believe it. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the promises you gave us, Lord God. Because your word is forever, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for mercy and grace in our lives, Lord God. We thank you that you gave us the authority and the dominion to pray, Lord God. And so, God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for keeping a hedge around our home, Lord God, for watching over our children, Lord God, through these times, Heavenly Father. So many wickedness is going on in this earth today, Lord. But we know, Father God, you gave us the authority to bind these works of the enemy. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to stand and speak your word against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Because you said it, Lord, we believe, Father God. We believe in the name of Jesus that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for giving us authority and dominion, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you are the God that hear our cry. You are the God that heal it. You are the God that deliver it. And Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only way, Father God. There is no other way, Heavenly Father, no other way. And Lord, we know that your word said, you take away sickness, Lord. No sickness shall have authority over the body. No sickness shall tear us down. We stand faithful and we believe in, Lord God, that your promises is real, Lord God. We bind up these diseases that come against your brothers and sisters. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind up any disease, any sickness that come against our sons and daughters. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We speak healthy body, healthy organs in each and every one, healthy organs in the body, that they can stand faithful, Lord God, and know that you are the only healer, Lord God. There is no other, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for nations, Lord God, brothers and sisters that is standing in the gap also, Father God, praying for one another, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our cry, Lord Jesus. We pray for the president and the vice president, Lord God. Oh, God, give them the wisdom to know how to handle these things that come against these people, Lord God. Because your promise is said, Lord God, pray for those that is in authority. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that they will stand with wisdom, Lord. Speak and stand faithful. Seek you, Father God. Help them to seek you, Lord God, and to open them out with the wisdom that you already gave them. If they seek you, Lord God, before they say anything else, seek you. Because, Father God, it's only you know how to stop these pestilence that goes on in this world. Because you are the only deliverer. And you said in your word, Lord God, if we pray. So help your people, Father God, to seek you more. Seek you more. It's so much killing going on in this earth today. But, Father God, your promises tell us, Father God, if we pray. That let us know that the power is in the prayer, calling on the name of Jesus. That the more we cry out to you, Lord God, and stand faithful to you, Lord God, the adversary shall not have that dominion. Because your word is what we stand in on, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God. Help us to know how to stand and hold on to your promises, Lord God. That no weapon, no weapon, no disease shall have authority over us. Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, that's it. The final word is you, Lord God, and we stand boldly and proclaim it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful to us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because your promise is said, Lord God, you never leave us, you never forsake us. And we know that you is a God that hear our cry. If you said it, Lord, we believe it, Father God. Help us to be bold soldiers and to stand boldly, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our, continue to give our more and more strength and to keep on pushing on in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, your promise, he said, pray for those that is in authority. Your word said it, Lord, and we believe it, Father God. Help us to walk this road, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours because of Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. We pray for pastors all over, Lord God. Those that is your pastors, Lord, strengthen them, Father God, that they will stand faithful, Lord God, regardless what's come. Hold on to the promises because, Lord, your word said, Lord God, if we pray, if we pray, so the power is in prayers, and you gave us the authority and the dominion over the wiles of the enemy. So, Lord, help us to stand and help us to pray for one another sincerely and with love, Lord God. Help us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the pastors, them that stand faithful, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that know the position, Lord God, and stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Lord God, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. And these things we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God. This evening we come with praises on our lips, Lord. In fact, Father, we worship you because you are God above all gods. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Lord. There's nobody like you. Nobody, hallelujah, can do the things that you do, Lord. And Father, we thank you so much for this Passion Week, Lord God. For you sent your only begotten Son to earth, Lord God, to live and to die among us, Father, that we would imitate his walk, Lord, and that we would be saved because of his sacrifice. Oh, Father, we love you. We praise you. Father, we lift you up. We continue to lift you up, Father, that mankind everywhere would see you, Lord, and just see and glorify you for who you are, Lord God, because the word of God says you are undescribable giver. We can't even, you're so great and so mighty and so awesome, we can't even describe you, Lord. But we thank you for your finished work on Calvary. Father, we lift you up right now. We lift you up to mankind everywhere, all over this nation, just not the United States that we're praying for tonight, Lord, but we're praying for this whole wide world, because men and women need you, Father. Father, help them to stop trying to be God and take over your business, Lord. Let them lean on you and be led and directed by you, Father. Send a man and women everywhere, Father, they would come to know you as Lord and Savior, and that you would strengthen, Father God, the Christians, that they would be able to hold on and hold out and wouldn't be sad, pitiful Christians, Lord, that just can't, just still eating, drinking the milk of the word, Lord. Let us be able to eat the meat of the word, Father, that strengthens and hold on, and somebody will see our good works and glorify you, Lord. Lift you up on high, Father. Father, there is so much going on in this world, Father, and it's a needy time. We pray for all concerned, Father, with the COVID, people with the COVID, people in the hospitals, people with all other manner of illnesses and diseases, Lord. Sickle cell disease, Lord. Kidney, heart trouble. So many that I can't even mention them all. Can't just take too long to mention everything, but, Father, any abnormality is existing among us, Elmer's prayer line, and otherwise, Lord, we ask that you come against, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because we know you're able. We thank you, Lord. We know you're a healer because you heal me. Father, thank you. We know you a mind regulator. Oh, yes, Lord, because you regulate my mind. I thank you, Lord, for so many blessings. I thank you, Lord Jesus, how you not let us don't have a job, but still we're able to pay our bills because you said if you give your tithes and your offering, you said you'd open up the windows in heaven and you pour out blessings. Hallelujah, that we wouldn't have room to receive. Lord, we thank you tonight that we're able to come to you, that we're not without hope. When you went back to heaven, you said you would not leave us comfortless, Jesus. You said you would send the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for it, Lord, that little thing that abides within us, that's in us, Lord, that tells us, go this way, go that way, don't do this, do that. Follow the word. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We just praise you, Lord. We come confessing faults and our disobedience before you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, don't let us keep going around the same mountain, commit the same sin over and over and over again, Lord. Help us to follow your words, your concepts, and your precepts, Lord, that we would be on fire for you, Lord. We don't want to be a lukewarm Christian because you said you spewed us out of your mouth, Lord God. Help us, Father, to stand on the wall, Father, and not come down, but to keep on holding up the bloodstained banner. Lord, we do praise you. We love you and we magnify you, Father. We know that there's so much going on. We ask, Father God, as my sister asked before me, Father, and I do thank her and I agree with every word that has been said before. The Lord allowed me to be able to speak. Father, that you soften the hearts of these vigilante-type people, these murderers. Father, take away that stony heart and give them a heart of flesh, a heart like yours, Lord, that they would do these things. They would cause harm and death to people just because they can. Father God, please, Lord, hear our weak and humble cry, Father. But, Father, we have children being abused, elderly people, anybody that's being abused in this nation, Lord, in this world, Father, we ask that you expose them, expose all of these lies and liars that's coming up, causing the people's mind to be swayed in the opposite direction of you, Lord. Father, we know you can do it, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, because you're all we have. No other help on earth like you, Lord. And you're faithful and just, you're kind and you're loving. And, Father, we praise your mighty, holy name, Father. We pray for families everywhere on this land and elsewhere. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, children all the way up to the third, fourth generation. Father, to all of those who love you, Father, you said you would bless my seed for my sake, Lord. I thank you said that to King David, and if you said it to him, it applies to me. Oh, Lord God, we honor you tonight. We lift you up on high, Father, and we do pray for the head of this prayer line. Father, that you ask, and we ask you to keep continually giving her vision, Father, for this work, Father. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus, that men and women, boys and girls, everywhere, Lord, would come to know you in the free part of their sins and make this world a better place to live in. Father, we love you. We praise you. We pray the Lord, everybody that stands in need of a healing, that stands in need of a blessing, Lord. We pray blessings will overflow on this land and spread abroad. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Father, if there's anything that's needed to be prayed for, that I'm neglected to say, Father, we ask by your grace and your mercy, you grant it. So, Father, we love you. We praise you. We lift you up on high. And we ask all these blessings, Lord God, in the strong, awesome, and mighty name of Jesus. And I said, amen, amen, and amen. Praise your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord. God, we ask you to forgive us for every sin and thought, way, whatever way that we have walked in that wrong way, God. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us, God. Wash us whiter than snow, Father. Father, we just ask you right now to look down on each and every one that have already prayed, God. We thank you, Lord God, for their prayers, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do and what you already done, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord God, to give us that strength, Lord God, the strength that we need that we might be able to walk in the way that you will have us to walk, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for the gentleness that you have showed us, Lord God. We thank you for how you deliver us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we realize, Heavenly Father God, that we cannot walk this journey by ourselves. We need you every step of the way. We need you to help us to be what you will have us to be in these last and even days. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, and we thank you right now, God, for your shedding of your blood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shedded that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, because we know, God, that you said in your word in John 14:27, you said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God, we ask you right now, God, we thank you for the peace, Lord God, that we can be able to go forward, God, that we'll be able to walk the way that you will have us to walk. We thank you, Lord God, for understanding. Help us to continue, Lord God. Open up our understanding the more, God, that we might understand your way and understand the way that we need to walk and the way that we need to go and do.
Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for knowledge, God. Lord, realizing, Lord God, that we have the knowledge, God, but the word of God said, ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. God, touch your people everywhere, God. Touch those that need knowledge, those that need wisdom, Lord God. Those that need that discernment of the spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for that compassion, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for the passion that you show us, God, how you keep showing us how to go about doing things and how you protect us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We realize there's power in the name of Jesus, and there's healing in the name of Jesus. And whatever we need, we come boldly to you tonight, God. We come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Like the word of God said in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We living in a time of need, God, and we need you, Father. We need you every step of the way, God. As we walk this journey, as we go through the trials and the tribulation, we need you every step of the way, Father. We pray for those that's going through problems and those that's going through situations. We pray, Lord God, for a repentant heart on tonight, God. We pray, Lord, that somebody will cry out, Lord God, and say, what must I do to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus? God, we pray that you will touch the minds and the hearts of people, Lord, and take the blinders off their eyes and let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. Whatever the problem, the other situation that they might be going through, let them know, God, that your word tell them to come unto me, all ye that are labored and all are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your soul, for your yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let people realize, Heavenly Father God, that you are the one that you are the one that if they would just cast their cares on you, Lord God, because you care for them, and they walk around, they don't realize that you care for them, you love them. You said, I sent my son in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. Lord, let them realize, God, they can't do this thing on their own. They need you, Lord God, every step of the way, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God. We pray, Lord God, for those in the hospital tonight, Lord. Those that's laying in the ventilator tonight, God. Those that, Lord, can't even breathe on their own, God. Oh, Father, we pray that you would touch them right now. Breathe on them, Lord God. Lord, just help them to be able to move the thing in their neck, Lord God, that they would be able to breathe completely on your breathing, Lord God, on your breath, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, to go into every hospital where a sick person might be lying. Go into every nursing home where someone might be sick. Wherever in the homes or wherever they might be, God, we ask you to touch them right now, God. Whatever problem they might be going through in their body, we ask you to touch even the young people, Lord God. Even the young babies and the young children, God. Even the teenagers, God. Oh, God, somebody, Lord, stands in the need tonight, God. Somebody needs you, Lord God, and they can't even call on you, Lord God. They can't even ask you to help them, Lord God. But, Lord God, as we continue to stand in the gap on tonight, we continue to pray for them, that you, God, will lift them up, God. And you know, God, that you is the answer on today, God. You are the one that's able to take them through, Lord. You are the one that's able to bring them out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every problem and every spirit, everything that's not like you, God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's trying to fool people, trying to make them think they're doing right and they're doing wrong. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to take the blinders off their eyes and let them realize, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. Whatever they need, God, you can do it for them. If they just only put their trust in you, lean not to their own understanding, but all their ways of knowledge, you, that you would direct their path. Touch people right now, Lord. Open up their eyes and open up their minds and let them realize that you see and you know all things. In the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Touch them and let them see God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you so much, God, because you are so good. Root up this stuff, God. Root up these evil spirits, God. Root it up from the very core, God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know you can, God. We know it ain't nothing too hard that you can't do, God. We put it all in your hands on tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray right now, God. We pray, Lord God, because your word tell us, God, in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of us, of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are healed on tonight. If we could just own the trust and rely on you, God. Oh, God, there's nothing too hard that you can't do for your people. If we just put our faith and trust in you, Lord God, you will see us through and you will open up the door. You will make a way where it looked like the door can't be made in the name of Jesus, Lord, or the way might be made. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. We thank you for your word because your word is right by itself. It needs no adding. It needs no taking away. The word of God is right. We thank you, Lord. Your word of God tell us in Psalms 91, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a secret place that you want us to get in. There is a secret place that you want us to get in and stay in it, that you will be able to help us to go forward, that you will be able to protect us by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father God, for people all over the land. So many, God. So many need you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, for all our prayer warriors, Lord. We pray for Pastor Hubbard on tonight, God. We pray that you'll continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God. God, you know her heart and her mind. Continue to be with her, God. Continue to look down on all the prayer warriors, one by one and name by name. Every one of their families, Lord God. All their children and their grandchildren. God, look on each and every one. As they stand on the prayer line each and every Monday night, God. Oh, God, let them know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to continue to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Look down, Lord God, on the government on tonight. Look on the president, Father. Look on President Biden and look down on the Vice President Harris. Oh, God, keep a hedge around their home, God, and around them whenever they walk out, wherever they might go, God. Shield and protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for people that's riding up and down the highways, God, in this weekend or Easter, Lord God. God, we pray that you will put a hedge around people when they go out on this weekend, God, that you will let them know, God, how to protect the Lord God, how to know that you are the answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for this resurrection, Lord God. Oh, God, for oh, God, we just praise you, Lord God. We just praise you right now, Lord. We just pray that you will continue to touch minds and let people realize, God, it's all about you, Lord. We just bind every spirit, Lord, that tried to take anybody out, God. Oh, God, as they go through this weekend, God, we ask you to put our hedge around them and keep your angels around them in the name of Jesus, God, because we know there's power in the name by the blood of Jesus, Lord. Keep them, Lord, as they go forward. And, Father, we just love you, Lord, tonight, and we just continue to ask you, Lord, to keep us all, God, as we go through the situation. Keep our mind on you, God. And, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just having a mind to want to do right, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your shed of your blood, God. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We just give praises and honor to you on tonight for all that you are and all that you is, God. But being that friend that sticking closer than a brother, we thank you, Father. And, Father God, when we're done in praying, we can't even pray anymore. We ask you, Lord God, to keep us, Lord. Keep us as we walk this journey, as we go through the trials and tribulations, God. We pray that you'll continue to look down on mankind everywhere, God. Touch them, Lord God, and give them that strength, Father. And God, continue, Lord, to look down on all our young people, Lord God, and give them the strength as they continue to go forward, God. We know there will be a lot of them going to the beach this weekend, God. God, we pray that you will shield and protect them, Lord God. Help them to realize some things, Lord God. We know that they want to have a little fun, but God, let them, they can have clean fun, Lord God. It don't have to be wrong fun, God. In the name of Jesus, it can be good fun. Fun out there and being able, Lord God, help them to keep their mask on their face, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to stay their distance, Lord God, and help them to keep their hands washed, God. Oh, God, help them to realize this COVID-19 is still there. But, God, help them to realize, God, that you see and you able to work it out. But we must be obedient to do what we're supposed to do. God, help them to realize they have a choice. We have a choice. You do right or do wrong. And so, God, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hope everybody can hear me this time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for another day's journey. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you do love us. Hallelujah. And according to Romans 8 and verse 31, you are for us. The scripture says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. And we know you are for us. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for loving us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we appreciate you sitting at the right hand of the Father even now. Hallelujah. And making intercession for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for each prayer that has already gone forward. And according to Matthew 18, praise God, and 19, we touch and agree with the prayers that have gone forward. They were sincere. Hallelujah. You said the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. The sincere prayer, praise God. And I heard all sincere prayers. So, Father, we touch and agree with them. Father, I just give your name praise. I want to say hallelujah. I thank you for Jesus because this is a week that we celebrate, hallelujah, the week before Easter, praise God. And it puts us in remembrance what Jesus went through so that we could be made the righteousness of God. As the songwriter says, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, he became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Only in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And another song says, had it not been for the man called Jesus, then forever our souls would be lost. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you demonstrated how much you love us. And I thank you that even now, you have not given up on us because you're yet on the throne. Hallelujah. You're yet watching over your word to perform it in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation. Hallelujah. In that name that's above every name, his name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for reconciling us because of the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That you gaze upon us and you watch us, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, and I pray the prayer that my girlfriend prayed the other day. Lord, I just want to hear your voice, and I want to obey your word, hallelujah. I said, man, that's really profound, and that's such a wonderful thing to say. And I said, I believe I'll use that, and I thank you, Lord, that we do hear your voice. If we open up your word, we can hear from you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You speak to us in many different ways, even sometimes through people, Father God. Even as the apostle began to prophesy on last night. Oh, what a beautiful prophecy. And thank you, Father. I just see you're speaking to your people, Lord God. You use your servants to speak to your people, glory be to God, to encourage them, to let them know, look here, I haven't forgotten about what's going on in your life. I have not left you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, that there's a person, Lord God, that's willing, hallelujah, to be in obedience, Lord God, to what your word says. There, Lord God, desire, hallelujah, what your divine will is, even as we were hearing from different speakers, Lord God. And Mary, Lord God, she had a mind to be, Lord God, willing to accept your will for her life. And I have come to understand in my years that I've been here that your will for me is much better than my own will, because sometimes I miss it. But I thank you, Lord God. I thank you so much for what you're doing in this season. Glory be to God. I pray to Lord that each person on this line will meditate, read, and study the 8th chapter of Romans. And it'll get to that part where, I mean, nothing shall separate us from your love. Yes, you care about us. Yes, you care about our pains, our hurts, our suffering. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've taught us that what Jesus did, he went and did what he did so that we would not have to suffer so many things. Yes, we're going to have challenges in life. And yes, Lord God, hallelujah, if Jesus suffered, the scripture teaches to arm yourself likewise. But suffer what? In well-doing. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Not because we went out there and tried to knock somebody in the head or tried to take something that does not belong to us, but God, help us continue, Lord God, to seek after you, to draw close to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we draw nigh unto thee, Lord God, because we know that your word teaches that you will draw nigh, you will draw near to us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that I trust you. I take you at your word. Hallelujah. You taught me a long time ago, hallelujah, Lord God, that I can trust you. Even as a little girl, hallelujah, when I prayed because my dad had left and gone for a long time, hallelujah, and I prayed, God, bring my dad back home. And just a couple of days, a car pulled up and let him out. I knew I could trust you. You're God, hallelujah, that hear the young person prayer, the middle-aged person prayer, the older senior citizen's prayer. God, you're able to do something about the situations that's going on in this land. And I thank you, Lord God, that at your appointed time, hallelujah, glory be to God. Well, we don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man, when Jesus will come back. But one thing we know, that you have an appointed time. And God, we thank you that at your appointed time, hallelujah, that this pestilence shall be a thing in the past, that cancer shall be a thing in the past, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, blood disorders, all shall be a thing in the past. Glory be to God. And God, while we live and have our being, Lord God, we pray in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Your word says, John 16:23-24, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, God, you said you give it to us. Why? So that our joy would be full. You want us, hallelujah, to be full of joy. You want us, hallelujah, to be at peace. You don't want us stressing out over this and over that. Hallelujah. And God, I pray, hallelujah, that people will begin to open up their spiritual eyes and see every miracle, because I didn't know I was going to get a good check. Hello, somebody, this year. I didn't know because this pandemic they was going to be handing out $1,400 and some much more than $1,400. Good God Almighty. God, I thank you. You're so good. But it's not so much about the money. It's how good you're taking care of us from one day to the next. You made a promise, I'll never leave nor forsake you, and I take you at your word. I thank you for John, praise God, the 10th chapter, where Jesus said, hallelujah, I came that you might have life, and that you have it, hallelujah, to the full. Glory be to God. And I put myself in remembrance of what you told Martha. You said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And you said in the 26th verse, praise God, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you so much that you are God who can back up what you say. Thank you that you will perfect that which concerns us. Father, so many things have already been prayed for tonight. So I lift up our health care and medical fields, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are doing all they can to help people in need. I pray for those, that, Lord God, hallelujah, that are our agriculture corporations and our companies and farmers that, Lord God, especially those that handle our food products, because I want them to stay, I want to say sanctified. I want that food to stay good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and continue to bless our water, Lord God, and our bread, and take sickness away according to your word in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I lift up our military. I pray for our current soldiers. I pray for our veterans, Lord God. I pray for our previous prisoners of war, Lord God, and I pray for divine deliverance of that PTSD. Some people are having struggles because of what they had to go through as a prisoner of war, and I pray for special prayer for them. I lift up, Lord God, those who have had surgical wounds. I pray for the healing of those. I put myself in remembrance of all those who have lost loved ones. Lord God, I pray that you heal the hearts. Comfort them in a way that no one else can, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for our minister of the hour that's keep this prayer line open, Minister BJ, Lord God, that all her needs are met. God, you strengthen her. Give a double dose of your anointing, Lord God, to have the strength to do the things that you have assigned to her and her family at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Pastor Burton, who just recently had a surgery, and we pray, God, that you're healing her up, Lord God, with no complications. We pray, Lord God, for Minister Bird, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And Father God, I could name so many more, but I pray, dear God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will be released in the lives of those, Lord God, hallelujah, that have some type of complication from a sickness or a disease, because these things are trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we command them to be brought down and destroyed and annihilated out of these people's lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you came that so that we can live, and we shall receive that. I thank you for what you said, praise God, in Mark 11 chapter, to have faith in God. And if we have faith in God, we can take you at your word. You said we can speak to the mountain, speak to the situation that we're dealing with, and not wavering, no doubting, but believe that what you say shall come to pass. You said that we shall have it. I trust your word. I agree with your word. Yes, I do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because there's not too much you can agree with here out here on earth, but I thank you that I can agree with your word, and hallelujah, I know that it shall be according to your divine will for our lives. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray very briefly, Lord God, that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from disease, even the coronavirus, at the name of Jesus. Give us liberty and freedom, Lord God, from addictions, strongholds, sex sins, identity issues, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray, Lord God, that your anointing with the sword of the Spirit will annihilate it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for good, sound minds this evening. God, those that are troubling their mind, we pray that the peace of God will go forth and be released, Lord God, and clothe them back in the right mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence. I pray for your presence to always be in our lives. I pray that we always be in a place where we can hear from you, Father God. And you're welcome, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is always welcome in my life, in our lives. Hallelujah, wherever we are. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you so much. And I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who feel like that they are far from you, I pray that you will draw them closer to you. I pray that they will pray the prayer of faith and believe that they can draw closer to you by seeking you in prayer, studying the word of God, hearing the voice of God, and being in obedience to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you so much, dear God. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on all of our behalf in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for our families, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, people everywhere. People all over the world need you, Lord God. And, Lord God, last and finally, Lord God, I just want to say hallelujah, a little brief portion of this song, and I'll get off the line. Just suppose God searched through the heavens and could not find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, and had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever our souls would be lost. Praise God. Father, I thank you. I love you. I bless you. I honor you. I worship you. I exalt you, and I magnify you. Your divine will, Lord God, be done in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. What a powerful word. I'm still here, so I'm going to let Minister Brenda pray, and then we're going to take those prayer requests. One moment.
Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I come before you, I uplift to you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to cover them under the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God. Father God, give them a mind of Christ, Father God. Renew their mind, remove their spirit of rejection, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oppression, suicide, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them a spirit, Father God, of obedience, love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I uplift everyone in the fivefold ministry this day, Father God, as you heard the prayer went before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father God, to encourage each and every one in the fivefold ministry, Father God. Encourage them as they begin to get weary in the work that they're doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep them covered under the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, you heard the prayer for Apostle Burton, the prayer for Apostle Hubbard, Father God. And I ask you to look upon each and every prayer warrior on this line and all over the world, Father God. Father God, bless them and encourage them the more, Father God. And continue to give them divine strategy how to stand on the wall and do the work that you have given them to do, Father God. Standing in the gap for your people in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look upon all our enemies. Bless them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And renew their mind and give them a heart of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless Sister now, Father God, and strengthen her body and heal in her body in the name of Jesus. And Father God, continue to bless Elder Cook and her husband as they pursue more education and doing the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead, and I'm still in the building, but I'm going to try to see if we can open the lines. If you hear any noise in the background, I'm going to try to muted on this side, but we're going to see what all the prayer requests are. And I thank God for Evangelist Willette being so timely on the last minute. When I say last minute, it was last minute, like 15 minutes before time, maybe 10. But I certainly appreciate that and all the prayers and the powerful anointing. That's what we are connected to, the way we are. Don't have no big eyes and little U's, everybody working together. I bless God for divine connection. So right now I'm going to open the lines for any prayer requests, and then I'm putting on mute to all the requests, and then we're going to take, let the prayer warriors take time to Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, and Brother Black Cog, how many it is, and y'all just take each one at a time so you don't have interference from me where I am. Praise God, the business is almost finished, but it's not over yet, and they glow. Okay, let me open the lines. Hold on one moment. Is Mother, is Pastor, not Pastor, is Evangelist Edwards online tonight? Did she was able to make it in? Were you able to come on? Evangelist Edwards? Evidently she might not have been able to come in then. Had a problem with her line last night, she said. Okay, any prayer requests now? We'll take those, and I want you to continue to pray for her. She has some things before the Lord, too, that we're going to pray her continued encouragement and strength. And also that she asked about concerning her intestines, that we'll pray for those vows for. So one of you all can take that, but we're going to take all the prayer requests now, and then we'll ask the prayer warrior to break down to. Okay. It's not
Pastor Edwards.
Evangelist Edwards, you there? Okay, go ahead and make the prayer request. Who was speaking?
Okay. My name is Lanice Burgess. Go ahead.
I didn't hear.
Okay. My name is Lanice Burgess. I have a prayer request. I just applied for this house to rent today, so I'm praying that it goes through. And I'm just praying for a financial blessing and just prayer, over my marriage, my children. Yes. Just favor over God right now.
Mother, we'll let you go ahead and take that one real quick so that way we won't miss anybody. We just keep going.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you heard the request from Sister Juanita Burgess. And we thank you that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We thank you, Lord God, that whatever we ask, hallelujah, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Lord God, she's wanting to rent a home, and we pray, Lord God, favor, hallelujah, not just for the home, but for her finances, for her family, her children, her husband, Lord God. We pray, God, hallelujah, that you would grant her her desire at the name of Jesus, as the scriptures teach, Lord God, hallelujah, and when Jesus said to the woman, hallelujah, who had the issue, daughter, your faith has made you whole. So we pray that Sister Juanita Burgess' faith, hallelujah, will cause the power of God to release what she stands in need of for her family, her home, her finances, Lord God, her children, her husband, everything that she stands in need of. And we know you're able to do it, Lord God. Bless her and her entire family and her health. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith with expectation that what we ask, we know you're able to do it, and you desire to bless us with what we stand in need of. Thank you, Father, for doing that. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that we call it done, and we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. The next request.
Pastor, I have a prayer request for myself on next week. On the 6th, I'm going to have a castration done. And I ask each and every one to lift me up in prayer and also continue to lift Apostle Mercy up in prayer.
Okay. Okay, Mother Alexander, would you take that request?
Okay.
I'm in transition.
Uh-huh. Okay. Brenda said she had going into a surgery.
It's not a surgery, Mother Alexander. Castration.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring Brenda before you, our sister, Lord God. Father, we know that you are a healer, Heavenly Father, and we know nothing is impossible for you to do. Right now, Lord God, she come before you and she asking, Father God, that this procedure will go through real good for her, Lord God. That means, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you are the deliverer and you are the healer. Nothing is hard for you to do. So we're asking you, Lord God, be with her through this procedure, Lord God, and give her a good report in this procedure. Father, you said in your word, ask and believe in your ask, you receive. You also for us to pray, Lord God. So, Lord, here we come, each and every one of us on this line, praying and standing in the gap for our sister, that this procedure will come out successful, Lord God, and that she will get up with joy and rejoicing in your name. This thing we ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Was the next one?
Yeah,
I have one.
Someone else?
Go ahead.
That was for Apostle Mercer. She said she wanted prayer for Apostle Mercer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer for Mercy?
No,
for Apostle Mercer.
Okay, Lord, we praying for Pastor Mercer, Lord God. Father God, you know and you see all things. Whatever is wrong, Lord God, we know that you see it and you can fix it. We asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch the sister right now, Lord God. Because, Father, your word said pray for one another. And most of all, Lord God, you said when we pray, believe, Lord God. Whatever it is, believe and faith in you that you are the deliverer and you are a healer. And Lord God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to let this situation, whatever it is, Father God, let this situation, that this sister will rise up with joy and peace out of this situation, Lord God. Because, Father, we know that your promise is said, ask, and your promise is said, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch our Lord God. Touch, Father God. Because we know, Lord God, that you will not deny us nothing good, Lord. You said in your word, Father God, come boldly to the throne of grace. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to give her the victory in this situation. These things we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We got another request.
Yes, this is Pastor Sims.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Me and my sister are going tomorrow morning for our second COVID, and I ask you, someone, to please pray that it'll be well with us. I believe it will, and I ask you to pray for me, please.
Okay, that'd be Brother Black. Pray for Pastor Sims for their second COVID tomorrow, and also pray for mine on the 5th. Brother Black.
Okay.
Yes. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. Lord, how when they wake up in the morning, in Jesus' name, it's going to be a bright and shiny morning, God. How the coast is clear and they're going to have clear walk, Lord, access and entrance, Lord, to the place where they're taking the vaccination. Even on the 5th. The same day that I'm taking mine, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that everything is decent and in order, God. No diseases and sicknesses. The enemy, we bind you in advance. We curse that curse and we reverse it and send it back to the pits of hell. God, and I just, Lord, pray, Lord, that your angels go before us, God. Lord, and touch the ones who's given the shots, God. Touch them, Lord, with your anointing, God. And, Lord, let everything be easy, with ease and a smooth sailing, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else before
Mother, Willa, which one of y'all speaking? Okay, nobody else have one?
I have one for my granddaughter, Teresa's daughter. She had to go to the emergency room. Could you just pray for her? Somebody.
Okay. My Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now, glory to God, for this young baby. You, glory to God, anoint her and called her out, glory to God, as a young minister of the gospel. We pray, glory to God, whatever it is that's attacked her body, whatever ailment or any attack, satanic or whatever it is that the enemy has come up against her body, we bind it up and take authority over it right now. We pray, God, as you allow her to go to the emergency room, that those doctors and any caregiver, any nurses or whoever have to care for, God, we are praying that they'll be right on it and they'll be attentive. And, God, whatever it is, we believe in that it's something simple to correct. And, God, that she'll come back healthy and whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you have a praying grandmother and a family. Glory to God, and we pray and we cover her as we cover all of our children in the name of Jesus. So we believe in you a good report. Amen and amen.
Amen. I have one also. I have a cousin named Ophel, and she's like supposedly not doing good, you know. And she said today, "I'm gonna die. You're gonna live and not die." And I begin to minister to her. So I asked somebody would lift her up. My hand that's about to shut down.
Praise God. Sister Brenda, will you take that one? Brother Black's cousin.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we uplift this young lady to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. But Father God, you are a healer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes she is healed and made whole, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. No sicknesses of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now to encourage her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said she shall live and proclaim the works of the Lord, Father God. So we speak life over her life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, death, you will have to leave in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God, amen. Do we have another? Praise God. Well, the pleasure
yes, ma'am, Pastor BJ. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Pastor BJ. This is Evangelist Parker. How are you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good hearing
Praise
you.
God. I'd like to say God is such a wonderful God. I'd like to have the prayer warriors please lift me up, saying how wonderful God is, and I'd like to be able to continuously be able to be on the prayer line on Monday night. God is a wonderful God through it all. I want to encourage all of you and let you know that he is still a powerful God, and he is still in control despite what our circumstances are. So I want you all to keep praying, keep pressing towards a higher mark and a higher calling, for God is still in full control. So those are just words of encouragement. He did bless my husband and myself with a new car today. We have four vehicles, and of all four, we were down to one, and he blessed with a very, very nice vehicle, 2018 Chrysler 300 today, and he's also continuously blessing us in a mighty strong way. So if he did it for us, of course he'll do it for you. In the breath of life, he is going to breathe that to whoever it was that said that their relative is going through. I think it is Brother Black. Your relative is going through. You tell her weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall cometh in the morning light. God didn't tell us when the morning was. Morning can be 1 a.m. It could be 1 p.m. But he said morning light. So morning light is up to him. So you tell her weeping, don't weep no more. Just dry her eyes. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So those are my words of encouragement to the prayer warriors. It is going to be okay. It is going to be okay.
We praise God for you and
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord's blessing even on your
vehicle and what God is doing in your life, and thank God for those words of encouragement. That we will be praying that you will stand and hold on, and God bless and give you favor for Monday night. So we pray that God will bless and minister and move on your behalf. So anything that's in, on your plate that's keeping you from getting there, God will bless and turn it around favorable so that way you can be able to accomplish that and also the mission for the Be Online. So we seek blessings continuously for you and thank God for your faithfulness and your generosity and your seeds. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Anybody else before we put my prayer request in?
Amen. Your sister and your brother that has a misunderstanding.
Pardon me, I didn't hear that clearly. What did you say?
I'm requesting prayer for my sister and brother who have a misunderstanding between the two of them.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Not asking for their names, but we're asking for their names. You don't want to say yours. Just the first name, your brother, sister.
Okay, Elizabeth and George.
Elizabeth
and Maddie.
George.
And Maddie.
All right. Okay. Mother, would you take that one, either Mother Alexander, either one of you all?
Yeah, I can take it. Praise the Lord. You said her name is Elizabeth or Maddie?
Both.
Elizabeth
both.
And Greg. I mean, George.
Okay, she said, okay, so it's two sisters and one brother, right?
Yes.
Okay, Elizabeth and Maddie. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord God. There's nothing, Lord God, that you will not, Lord God, look over and perform it for us. And I thank you, Lord God, that every one of our cares, Lord God, you are concerned with those. And this sister, Lord God, is asking for prayer for her sisters and her brother because there's a misunderstanding. And we know you're not the author of confusion, so we bind up that demon of deception, the demon of division. We bind at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We lift up Elizabeth. We lift up Maddie. We pray for George. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, Lord God, that your anointing, Lord God, your presence, Lord God, will just, Lord God, be manifest to them in such a way till they experience your love in such a way that they'll learn to, Lord God, to begin to say, you know what, I'm laying that aside because ain't nothing going to cause me to miss out on the kingdom of God. God wants us to love ye one another. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's difficult when there's a lot of sibling rivalries and things like that, but we have to realize that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, but it was Jesus that came that we might have life and life to full, and he wants us to love one another. So I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you manifest yourself, your presence, to this family in such a way that they, Lord God, be glad to say, you know what, please forgive me. There was a misunderstanding, but I put that thing in the past. I lay that aside in the name of Jesus because I know it's nothing but the enemy that's trying to deceive and divide us in Jesus' name. But, God, we cancel that deception and that division, and we pray, God, that you bring this family together at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, they must make sure they put you first. In Jesus' name, we love you. We thank you for the prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Hello?
The Lord. Oh, is someone else?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Sister Edwards. I'm on the line tonight, and I just want to continue to be in prayer. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Well, Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer? For Minister Edwards concerning her vows and whatever like this and some things that she has before the Lord that she's looking for an answer for. So would you take that one?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. Sister Edwards, you know what it's all about, Heavenly Father. And she come before you, Lord God, asking for answers, Lord. Father, we know you said in your word, ask and believe in your heart to receive. We also know you said if we pray, Lord God. Father, strengthen the sister, Lord God, that she be put her faith in you and stand boldly and proclaim what it is that she wants, Lord God. And let the enemy know that he has no authority over our petition. And ask, Lord God, touch our mind and our heart to come to know that you gave her the authority to stand boldly against this foul spirit that come against her, Lord God. For it's only in the name of Jesus we can stand boldly and proclaim victory. And Lord God, thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening our eyes to let her know who she really is in Christ Jesus, Lord God. That she stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is already ours. In Jesus' name we pray this for the sister, Lord. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. That was one of my prayer requests if she wasn't on the line. I'd ask you to pray for Pastor Burton. She had to go to, Bird, she had to go to the emergency room. Last night she came back in and she had been attacked with some pains and stuff like this on her shoulder, on both sides of her neck, and also something's going on with the right arm and also where she had surgery on that side too. So we're praying for the Lord to bless and deliver there. We pray, glory to God, for Carmelita, for Imani, she's doing well in school, but praying for some little stressors. They're praying for my other two grandbabies. That's Imani's Ben, so JoJo and Joseph and Angelina, they're challenged a little bit at school for being the grades of used to be A and B, but now they're has dropped some. So we're asking you to pray for those two. We also praying for another young lady, First Lady Page, Bishop Page's niece. She's 24 years old. She hadn't taken her medicine in about almost a year. And come to find out, because of that, she ended up having to go to the emergency room a couple of days ago, and they had to do emergency stent, whatever, in her arm to do dialysis. So we're praying that the Lord bless us, it'll be temporal, and her kidney will be saved because it's just that one now that will be functioning but it's not functioning well. So, and the other prayer request was Pastor Graham, Apostle Graham, that's down in Savannah, Georgia. Remember that we were praying for, she was the one that had that emergency, was supposed to have surgery, and come to find out a couple of days before, finding out that the doctor said if she'd have did it, she wouldn't have made it. She's doing great, but her sister has cancer in the has been for a while in her lungs, but she caught COVID, and then she was saying today, when she had COVID, they treated her and sent her home. She was in the hospital for two weeks, and then they sent her home. Then her daughter found her on the floor, passed out, took her back to the doctor. Now they want to put her on the ventilator. So that's Pastor Graham. I might as well go ahead and sign that right now. Pastor Graham and so forth like this, Brother Black, Pastor Burton, Mother Alexander, Carmelita, Imani, Nene, and JoJo, Brother Black. What was the other question I had? Oh, Lord, who was the other person that had said right away? The 24-year-old and Mother Alexander. So if y'all would take those requests before we hang up, that would be a blessing.
You said Angeline, JoJo, and Imani?
Yeah, those are ones that were. Two of them are struggling in school. Two of them
school,
are
right?
School, JoJo and Nene. And Imani is doing well in school, but she has some other stresses that she's being challenged with. So just
okay.
Pray for them.
Okay. Imani, JoJo, and Angeline.
Is that the one you're supposed to do, Mother?
I'm just putting on what you said. You say Imani, JoJo, Angeline.
Okay, I didn't know that signed in for you. I'm traveling, so you, go ahead. Whoever else got those requests. I appreciate it. I'm
going to
put you back on mute and just go one after the other.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bring these kids before you, Lord. We bring Angeline, we bring JoJo, and we bring Imani before you. First, Lord God, you see Imani, Lord. She's doing good in school. but you're having a liquor turnaround and some things that we don't like, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to touch our mind, Lord. Bring her back to who she was from the beginning when she was in school, having her work done, and keep her eyes on the price that she wanted to be like, Lord. Because she, at first, Father God, you know her. And she loved to do our schoolwork and have our schoolwork in time. But, Lord, we bind in this false spirit of deceiver that tried to attract her, Lord God. We binding it up right now because this distraction, it just come to throw her off our schoolwork. So we binding up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose her, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for keeping a hedge around her, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Cover her, Lord God. Let she continue to stand strong, Lord God. Father, you know all about her. So we just asking you, Heavenly Father, to help her to keep her eyes on the prize that she was doing before. Keep her straight. Let she look straight ahead, Lord God. And for JoJo and Jeline, that let that spirit of distraction and take them off their schoolwork. But we come, bring them before you, Lord God, and we binding up that foul spirit of distraction. That everything they turn around to look at, everything they think they can get involved with, we bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose their mind, Lord God. Father God, we ask in you, Lord God, to renew their mind, Lord God. Turn them around in the name of Jesus. Back to their schoolwork, Lord God, to do the things that they used to do before, Lord God. Before this distraction spirit come to abuck their life, Lord, to bring chaos, Lord God. We binding it up right now. Right now in the name of Jesus, we command it to loose their mind right now. And we cast you back to the pit of hell where you belong. For Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over JoJo and over Angeline. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch their mind, Lord God. Bring a peace of rejoice in their mind, Lord God, that this destruction spirit shall not have authority over them. Father God, we know that you said in your word, Lord God, you execute judgment, Lord. You take care of them, Lord God, because, Father, you know who they are. And you know exactly what is going on. So right now, all we asking, Father God, is that you renew their mind, Father God. Renew their mind, because you know all about them, Heavenly Father. This we ask, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for a new turnaround for these two kids, a new turnaround in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Okay. We're going to pray. I'll try to cover all the bases before
there was
we
the next
off,
one?
So. No, the other people have some other ones have some assignments. I'm trying to get them to go ahead and do one after the other so we can get all of them covered tonight real quick.
Okay.
The other ones already got assignments. Brother Black, Mother Willette, and Mother McCormick, y'all go ahead and pray. Those prayer requests that I put out earlier.
Minister BJ, maybe you want me to do the first lady Paige niece?
Yes, because I don't remember who they were. I'm traveling, so I gave them out.
Right.
I was thinking everybody was going to keep it in their head which one it was.
Right. You didn't give it to me. You might have was giving me the one that you gave Sister Alexander, but that's okay. I'll do this one. And Brother Black has Apostle Graham. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up, hallelujah, First Lady Paige's niece in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. The situation, Lord God, regarding her kidneys in the name of Jesus. And we know that there's nothing too hard for you. Father, I thank you that you taught me in your word that you use people. And if you gave doctors a mind to tell you that, you know, if you have this condition to take this medication, do that. But if she's going by what you told her, that's a different situation. And I'm reminded, Heavenly Father, that Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart doeth good like, underline like, a medicine. So I thank you for that. So that tells me a merry heart does the body good, just like medicine does the body good, prayerfully, as long as it's not medicine that's going to cause more problems. And we pray that the medicine is not causing her more problems. If it caused your problem, then go back to the doctor and say, listen, this is causing me too many problems. Can you find something else that may work better for me? But, Father, we lift up her right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord God, maybe this is a teaching moment for her, but we pray, God, that you show mercy and you show grace, and we lift up Psalms 107 and verse 20 where you sent your word and healed her. I pray that you would heal her body in the name of Jesus. Touch her kidney, Lord God, and I pray, oh God, that you turn this situation around where she don't have to be on dialysis in the name of Jesus. I pray your divine will be done. I pray that we will, Lord God, seek you out to hear from you and to know, Lord God, should I do this? Should I not do this? And help us, Lord God, to want to hear your voice and be obedient to you. But I pray for wisdom for this family in the name of Jesus. But in the meantime, I do pray for mercy, and I thank you that Jesus has already covered the problem with the kidney. But help us not to get in the way of what you're trying to do in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, believing that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Agreement with the prayer, and forgive me for leaving out a piece, because she didn't tell anybody, and that's what they found out, that because she didn't have the money to pay for the medicine, so she let it ride that long, and that's when the enemy came in. So I just want to make sure a correction, because we never know where this is going out in the airways for my fault for not being able to.
Oh, God, something didn't happen.
Jesus, we got to leave here.
Yes, name of Jesus.
Police guard. Oh, my God, I pray there ain't no shooting or nothing up there. The blood of Jesus. We got to move forward, baby. We got to go somewhere else. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry about that. I don't know where this lineup of cars is, but when we finish business and we are having to shop and get something to eat, but we're going to have to get home in a little bit and grab this something quick. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, the next prayer request, I will make sure that we have about 10 minutes for the next two people to finish that. I have a couple of prayer requests. We appreciate it. Lord have mercy.
Praise the Lord. Sister Hub, you didn't give me one. Did you want me to pray for Pastor, was it Pastor Burden?
Oh, yeah, must have didn't hear me. I gave everybody a prayer. I didn't say Mother McCormick?
No.
Oh,
I didn't
Lord, I apologize. Okay, then if not, well, who was that that's left?
I think it was Bird. I think it was Bird.
I thought I gave Brother Black Bird, but who else was missing?
There was a Pastor Graham with her.
About her sister. Yeah, her sister with the cancer in the lungs, and then she had this COVID and whatever on that machine. Yeah.
Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord. We ask you to look on Pastor Graham, Lord God. The situation that she was going through, Father God, we know, God, that you're a healer, and we know
it's her sister. It's her sister.
Her sister. We ask you, Lord, to touch her sister right now, Lord God. Move on, Lord God, and God, we pray, Lord God, for that COVID that's trying to that's on her, trying to come on her. God, we know, God, that with your stripes that she's already healed, God. We ask you to touch that body right now, God. We ask you to bring forth that breathing, way it's supposed to breathe, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we're going to just count it down. We're just going to speak it, and we're just going to declare it right now, because you said in your word, God, that now the confidence that we ask of you, if we ask anything according to your will, you would do it. And so, God, we believe in God for a great turnaround in Pastor Graham's sister life right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
You're not there, Brother Black?
Okay, I'll pray for Pastor Bird.
Okay. Father,
in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for your servant, Pastor Bird, and Minister Bird, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that you know what's going on with her body, with the pain in her shoulder, her right arm, her neck, Lord God. You know about it, Lord God. And we, Lord God, bind up that demon that's trying to, Lord God, cause these symptoms on her. Lord God, to make her, Lord God, wonder what is going on. But the blood of Jesus against the works of darkness, I pray, dear God in heaven, in Jesus' name, that you would nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness that's coming against people's body in the name of Jesus, causing them unnecessary pain and suffering in the name of Jesus. We pray your word that no weapon formed against Minister Bird shall prosper at the name of Jesus. God, we pray that your virtuous healing power, hallelujah, with your anointing be released in every cell in her body at the name of Jesus. We pray Isaiah 53 and verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24 to be released in her body, Lord God, and fight that pain, Lord God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the devil is a liar. And Lord God, we know that this is your mighty servant, and we pray blessings and favor at the name of Jesus. We pray victory because Jesus has already bore, hallelujah, the sins of in his body, and he carried, Lord God, the sorrows and griefs, which is sickness and disease. So, God, we bind up this wickedness and this evil that's not of you in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose her in Christ Jesus' name. And, God, hallelujah, just as the woman touched the tassels on Jesus and the virtuous healing power were released in her body, we pray that the virtuous healing power be released in Minister Bird's body and make her completely whole and well in Jesus' name. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the Lord continue to be her strength, Father, in Jesus' name, and let her run on and see, hallelujah, the great and mighty things that you're doing in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Amen.
I give glory to God for men and women on this line that are dedicated to the cause of Christ and did not let interruptions or things that are going on in the background. That's what I call commitment, because I know, glory to God, it was for God to bless no matter what. Didn't think it was going to be this long taking care of this business, but I know in my spirit, man, when you got an assignment and God put something in your heart to do, he'll make a way. Even the phone that had to be serviced, glory to God, God blessed the minute phone to work. So I thank God for my sister being available, and I thank God for the commitment on those that were on the phone, and I thank God that we pray one for another and cover each other, and even if with the background interference, it did not stop what God had to be done. So I thank God for wisdom. But when you're dedicated and committed and you really love God and you want his will to be done, so I praise God, because if it just said, oh, okay, because of the circumstances, not come on and look at the lives that we touch and what's going on in our lives and others' lives, that we'll still be in tune to get God's work done. So I praise God for you all. Pray you continue to pray one for another. Thank you for the prayers for myself, and I pray, glory to God, that God continue to bless and minister and move in you all's life in a mighty way. And we're leaving God for great reports coming out of this thing about we got to keep on speaking and decreeing and declaring, having faith, because it ain't enough good to be speaking something and you don't have faith to know that it's going to be done, or either having fear, have keys to the car, scared to drive it. Holy Spirit on the inside and the power of the anointing for God's word, we just got to keep trusting, and I certainly do appreciate you all and being Johnny on the spot in that word. Oh, my God, last night for the two women of God, that Mother Pastor Sims and Evangelist Brenda, was so powerful and glory to God, life-changing, because just to be able to hear how God blessed in the revelation knowledge and things that we might know, but there was nuggets and word that was in there to shift us and also to bring awareness and to bring encouragement. So we bless the Lord for all of you. Pray, glory to God, that God will bless you. All have some things before the Lord. So as we continue to pray one for another, we're going to see the manifestation of the Lord. Keep glory to God, our family before the Lord, and things that glory to God that Monty is working and on going to school and have some other little stresses, that some things that's beyond her control that's going on. It's not things that some things coming up against her direct. So I'm just asking for a special prayer for her, but I know under pressure for her grades to be escalating higher up into A's, glory, I move from the BC up into A's and still working and still, glory to God, going through some things that only God can intervene in prayer. I can't really say what those are, and it's something that's coming up against her. Glory to God, some stresses. So I'm asking you to keep her in prayer because we know that she's anointed and God got some things he want to do in our young people. And also Joe and Nene, as well as y'all grands and great-grands and great-grands. But also the little baby of Mother McCormick, grandbaby. We're just praying God continue to bless and keep her and keep her body healed and all the other grands too as well. So we're just thanking the Lord for you all. And I just really appreciate Jesus and appreciate what he's doing and what he's given us this divine connection prayer line. Because he's truly proven himself in this. And we're thanking God for the 5 years that he's blessed and pray that there'll be many more as he leads us. That's what he continues to have us to carry out. So we're looking forward to a move of God every Sunday. And so this Sunday coming up will be Mother Evangelist Noel, Evangelist Pam, and Prophetess Hubbard for our 30 minutes. I may have a little bit more, but anyway, 30 minutes for all three of us, and then the second Sunday, we have to make that announcement. And third Sunday, Apostle Orr out of Vidalia, Georgia. And on the fourth Sunday, our celebration and climax will be Apostle Burton on that Saturday, Prophetess Mitchell, pastor out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then our own Prophetess Bird on that Friday night. So keep them lifted up before the Lord. Keep this ministry lifted up and pray all go well. And thank God, glory to God, whether we in business, doing whatever, or traveling on the road, God blessed and did a miraculous thing tonight. So I thank you all for what you did, and I thank God for blessing Evangelist for opening the line. And also want to remind you on Tuesday night, she said, if I'm not mistaken, it's Tuesday night that she says that she'll be speaking on the blog talk, the number that she's giving you on.
I can give that phone number again if you want me to.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, the telephone number, if you want to call in to hear a good word tomorrow night, all is his word is good. It's area code 516-531-9804. It's 9804.
All right, everybody.
Amen.
Well, we're about to close out. I got 30 seconds left. Father, we bless you, and I pray shalom to you all. Angels be in camp, and have a wonderful night. Bless the Lord. We encourage you to listen, glory to God, and just keep each other prayed up as we bless each other for each ministry. The Lord say the same. You have a good night, and angels be in camp.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen. All right. Shalom. Shalom. We love you.
Amen. We love you too, minister.
Bye-bye. Good night.
God bless. Glory be to God. Good night. Thank you.